Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. Visit our website if you want to learn more at thatisgoodtoknow.com. Today, we're talking with Dr. Perna Bikasani, who's given us the pleasure of having some great conversation and dialogue previously. We're going to pick up on where we left off. And Dr. Bikasani, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, Jeff. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So we had a wonderful conversation on a previous episode about your book, The Joy of Life, and kind of like what led you to write the book. And we talked a little bit about managing stress and making decisions and looking at those and creating opportunities with them. And we talked about the value of daily affirmations and these things that are really good. And you know, I'm really excited to talk further about, taking a step backwards in individual purpose. You know, we are humans. We're here in your book, and you've also spoken at several events on what an individual's purpose is. Could you kind of like maybe dive into that a little bit and give us your thoughts?
Jeff, the purpose of individual has been debated for a long time, and we heard from different people, theologians, high priests, including scientists. Basically, I have reviewed all that literature. In my opinion, the individual purpose has two segments. Number one is to help yourself. That's a very important thing. Okay. Everybody wants to make a better living, make better education, and build a better homes, and live healthy, happier. So that's number one. Self-care is important thing. And if everybody took care of themselves, there is no real need for helping others. But unfortunately, that's not the case with the society. Now, the second segment of the purpose of life is to help others as much as you can. It's a voluntary act, but that's an important act. That's the only act where we people help each other and give love, gratitude, support, emotional, physical, money, time, because we need to help the disadvantaged in every society to live peacefully and harmoniously. That's a very important act as well.
So, and it makes sense. I mean, self-preservation is kind of like, has been written in history for all the psychology folks, majors out there that understand that. And it makes complete sense. But part two of kind of an individual's purpose, you say, is to help others. And that kind of reminds me of just like, one of the commandments in the Bible is just like, love your neighbor, and just like as you do yourself. So it's interesting in parallel conversation, just kind of like the individual purpose being about self-preservation and taking care of yourself. And so you can help take care of your family and your loved ones and provide for them and raise them and give them structure. But, as you mentioned, we all aren't able to do that. And so the second step is kind of like an individual purpose. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know, and we're talking to Dr. Perna Bikasani. Dr. Bikasani is an author of a book called Joy of Life. We'll put that up on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com, and the information if you want to get his book or learn a little bit more about Dr. He's also a founder of awarenessusa.org, and we're going to talk a little bit about giving that organization here shortly. But Doctor, we talked briefly a little bit before we got on the air about like there's two steps in this kind of like philosophy that you share about individual purpose. Is then when you have an individual purpose, you have the humanity purpose. Share us a little bit of thoughts on what you feel the purpose of humanity is.
Yeah, Jeff, that's a good question. I want to give you a little background in the idea that the humanity that we as Homo sapiens, this is our current humanity, is very young. It's only about 200 or 300,000 years old. And we are about, we have grown up so well, so fast. We are the most intellectual human race ever born on this planet Earth. And we made rapid progresses since we have evolved in the, they call it in southeast part of the Africa. And then we migrated to the rest of the world. So basically, the purpose of this humanity as such is only three things. Number one is to survive. You see, humanity, survival was a big issue in the beginning because they have to survive natural disasters, brutal cold, wild animals in the forest. So that survival was an important thing. If our ancestors didn't survive, we wouldn't have been able to exist here today. The second thing was they always looked for a prosperity, improved situation. They initially hunted, gathered food to survive. Then they discovered agricultural revolution, adopting plants and animals. That was a big leap in producing massive quantities of food, and populations grew. And likewise, industrialization grew further, population, further amenities, further luxuries in life. And the globalization that we are living now is the perfect life that we are enjoying today that has never been on the planet Earth. So the prosperity is the second one. And third most important thing is it's called what is called generational gift. We are also giving... we helping the future generations. So we, as a common interest of the humanity, is to make sure the future generations are taken care, they do well, they prosper. Otherwise, every generation past has been building a better society for future generations. And we are also left with the same moral obligation to not only live and reap the benefits of all the previous generations that they have sacrificed hard work and sweat, etc., etc., but also we have same obligation to give a better world, build a better world for future generations. That's where the purpose of humanity is.
I think just in talking with you here today, Doctor, it's like, I love spending time with you. I've known you for years. We sit down and have some lunch, play some golf together, and just seeing, you know, I know why you wrote the book, you know, Joy of Life, because you live it. And talking here with you today and sharing, you know, kind of like these two core principles of our existence is fantastic. And understanding, you know, the individual's purpose is to, you know, self-preservation, but then the second step is to help others. And so if you boil everything down to those two basic principles and how we live, and then I love how you intersect it with humanity, because if we didn't have individuals, we would be, you know, wouldn't be a human race, or, you know, have a humanity for that matter. And then breaking down into, you know, how things worked as a human race. You know, we have to preserve as a human race. We have to prospect, protect as a human race. And then we have to propagate, we have to build. And oftentimes, and I may be rambling on a little bit here, but it's really important, because I just, this, you know, this wave of, you know, good feelings coming through me and talking about this, because oftentimes we need to reflect upon what our role in this model is. And our role is to be thankful for what we have, to protect what we have, and to build for the future. And so Dr. Bikasani is author of a book, Joy of Life, also founder of awarenessusa.org. And you can find his information. We'll put him up on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. You're listening to Jeff Stanislow, the host. Dr. Bikasani, you know, thank you for those powerful statements. And I hope our listeners really kind of think through that and spend some time, you know, envisioning their life and what they can do and what have you. So shifting gears a little bit to Awareness USA, you're very philanthropic. and giving back to the community. And so you started an organization called Awareness USA and .org. If you want to visit, you can see it on our website. Tell us a little bit why you started that, how it got started. And I know it's in the United States, but you also have had tremendous success in India. Maybe give us a little history on what's going on there and then what you're trying to do here in the United States.
I think growing up as a child in a poverty and also seeing very modest lives in small villages, I have always got a deep empathy in me to help the poor, to help the disadvantaged. Usually my passion is for children, school-going children, and women, elderly people. Anybody who needs help in a society, that's been my childhood passion right from the beginning. The same reflects in my medical practice also. In my medical practice, we took everybody, whether it is Medicare or Medicaid or no insurance also. We no bars. We never ever collected money from patients who can't afford to pay. Otherwise, we never gave it to collection agency. Just want to emphasize the fact that where I am coming from. And then when I practiced medicine, I felt when I can retire comfortably, then at that time I decided to do in my second life, the second vocation, that's I wanted to do service to the society, give back to the society. Since I come from India as well as United States, I have formed Awareness USA in United States to help an organization that has taken up to help the underprivileged students in Tampa Bay area in different ways. And I'll mention it to you what things we have been doing so far. And likewise, similarly, since with the same philosophy, I've also started a similar name in a different, in my mother tongue, it's a differently called Chaitanya Sarathi in India. That also does the charitable work to the students. The reason
I know you've had tremendous success in India. How many students are you helping there right now?
In India, we are helping 20,000 students per year to get a computer literacy and also social skills as well as social responsibility. I do not believe just training them, just giving technological education is enough to build a better world. That's why we are imbuing in them a good social responsibility programs. And we saw some videos to that extent, give pamphlets. And also we actually make them do some social work within the schools, pick up trash, things like that. So we want them to realize the fact that life should be not only technology, but also to be good citizens.
So you got 20,000 students in India, and we're talking with Dr. Perna Bikasani, who is the founder of AwarenessUSA.org and also has a sister organization in India that's helping students with technical skill sets and learning computers, what have you, but also working with them on an individual with their social skills and social responsibility. Doctor, on awarenessusa.org, if someone wants to visit the website, what is the mission here in the United States? And I know it's a little bit newer, and you just kind of started within the last year or two. Similar mission, what are you looking to do? If someone wanted to reach out to you and help you, tell us a little bit about what you're looking for.
Yeah. In this United States and Tampa Bay area, what we have done, the initiatives that we have taken was to help the underprivileged students, particularly in low-income zip codes in Tampa Bay area. And also there are students from group homes. These are the students that have been separated from their parents and taken care by the state. There are a lot of group homes in Tampa Bay area as well as Pasco County. And we were able to reach these students, first give them educational support. Some of them needed some computers we were able to provide. And then we set up what is called online, initially direct education, bringing them to Sunday school and give educational help. But subsequently, when the COVID started, we went on online. We set up online free subject help as well as life skill training help as well. So we ran that for about a year and a half during the COVID time. And once the COVID was over, then we resorted back to bringing the students to the libraries and meeting them and talking to them and giving some subject help is the main thing. And then any subject they need, whether it is maths, English, social sciences, all that help we have been giving it to the underprivileged students.
Thanks. And you're listening to Dr. Bikasani here on That Is Good to Know. Wanted to give a quick little shout out to our friends at Valspar, Valspar Championship coming up this spring. You know, please get a chance, go to the website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. And we're actually going to be giving away free tickets. So come check that out. Shifting gears back to Dr. Bikasani, who is the author of The Joy of Life. Dr. Bikasani, you know, one of the things that we talked about previously is your organization, your charity. I wanted to kind of shift gears on like giving in general. In your book, you have A Vehicle of Joy, and it's about, you know, 10 different things from, you know, body goals, like the wheel of space, the wheel of time, and the engine of affirmation and the steering of opportunities. But you talk a lot about giving and, you know, giving and receiving. Talk to us about your mental state when you're able to give and when you're able to receive and how it makes you a happier person.
Yeah, giving is something that is fundamental for self-gratification. It's not only it makes a giver happy and also taker happy. The process as such is a great encouragement, and people love giving and taking as well. So besides the happiness, giving also brings a lot of good benefits to the giver. The other benefits are your immune system gets stronger. You will stay away from colds and coughs and pneumonias. You will live longer. That is definitely proven. Scientific studies have shown it. If somebody is giving right from the early age, early adulthood in 30s and 40s, they live 8 years longer. Wow. Even in those, yeah.
So you're saying by being, you know, a good steward of your life and giving back, that the research and sciences in your doctor says that one could live up to 8 years longer.
8 years longer. That's right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Even if you started giving only in your 70s, even they were shown to be living 2 years longer.
Wow.
It's not only longer, but they live happier. So what I found is that happiness has two segments. If you want to win the circle of happiness, complete segment, for entire circle of happiness, you have to do two things. Number one, first thing you do is to build your own life, happiness, satisfaction, gratification, by doing whatever the job you do, whatever the business you do, whatever the entrepreneurship you do. Do the best you can and enjoy the successes, and that's a happiness, as well as, you know, helping others at that time as well. But the second part of the happiness is that giving is also another happiness. Quite honestly, if you happy by doing your own things, getting your life better is a happiness, and giving to the people and this community back to the society is another happiness. If you add those two together, it completes the circle of happiness. Wholehearted, wholesomeness of happiness will be the goal in that way. If you did only one thing, it's very difficult to experience both happinesses. For example, when I go to the students and give motivational talk, There's never a happiness that I ever derive such happiness from anything in my life while practicing medicine. Practicing medicine was also, I was very happy too. I was happy many different ways. But that happiness will never match the happiness that I derive when I go to the students, help them, motivate them. So these are two segments, and I think that's what I even told my both sons, that you become billionaires, doesn't matter. But if you don't give away a substantial of that amount to the society, you have not enjoyed the happiness that you're supposed to have enjoy. So make money, enjoy, be successful, be entrepreneurs, be great citizens, and give back as much as you can beyond your needs. And that's where the total happiness is reaped in one's life.
You're listening to Dr. Perna Bikasani, author of The Joy of Life and also founder of awarenessusa.org, doing some great things. And you kind of mentioned, you know, just being like happy. I mean, it seems like today's world is more fragmented. You know, we have political divide, we have racial divide, we have economic stress, we have, you know, wars going on, you know, in other countries and the stress of that nature. And those are, you know, challenging things, but, and a lot of those things we can't control, but what we can control is our happiness, decisions that we make to be happy, to be good citizens, to be earners, to be family, centric, to help build for the future, and then also share and give with our rewards. And I like kind of how you put it in perspective, saying like, okay, you can be happy and you can be happy and build your life and wealth and accumulate things and what have you. But there's two steps of that. And we actually kind of ties back into our individual purpose and the purpose of humanity that we talked about is, you know, take care of yourself, but also take care of others. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know with Dr. Perna Bikasani. Doctor, 1 minute left, and I wanted to ask you one more quick question. Where do you see some of the challenges with giving? There's the ask all the time from so many different organizations out there, and you want to, you know, be able to give to all, but you simply can't. What would one think about like aligning their mission and their goals with the right association?
Well, as far as I am concerned, given at any time when I am thinking about giving, I'm looking for the highest leverage. For $1, how much the best value you can attain. And that money will be used entirely for the purpose, not overheads as much. So that's what I test and I delineate the type of the organization. So in my view, anything that is about education and educating the youngsters, they will have a generational impact going forward. They are the builders of the new world. So although there are many good reasons, maybe feeding the hungry, giving wheelchairs to the disabled, there's so many other causes, helping the disasters. Everything is good. They're necessary. But my heart belongs to overall drive to build a better society. And that can only happen if you can use the education and help to those who build the new society.
And you're listening to Dr. Perna Bikasani, who does some amazing things in the community and helps support. He's a happy person, one of the happiest persons that I know, because he does two things. He takes care of himself and his family, and then he helps others. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. Visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow. You can find out more about Dr. Bikasani's book, The Joy of Life, and you can learn more about his organization, awarenessusa.org. Thank you very much. Have a great day, Tampa. Until next time.